Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Gardaí investigating the fatal assault on Aisling Murphy in Offaly last week have arrested a man in his 30s on suspicion of murder. The stretch of the N15, which had been closed between Lahey and Ballintra since yesterday afternoon, has now reopened. Gardaí are appealing for information after a man sustained several blows to the head during an assault in Lifford. The Vice President of the GRA says a number of issues need to be addressed in order to protect Gardaí as they go about their business. And there are 4,081 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed in Northern Ireland as suggestions rise here that restrictions could be eased. Later in the bulletin, Kenny Harkin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with confirmation this evening that Gardaí investigating the fatal attack on Aisling Murphy have arrested a man in his 30s on suspicion of murder. The man was detained at a hospital in Dublin earlier today. He's now being questioned in Tullamore Garda Station under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act. Earlier today, 23-year-old Aisling was laid to rest following a funeral mass attended by the President, Taoiseach and a number of ministers. Stephen Murphy was there.
Aisling's first class students each held a red rose and photo of their beloved teacher as the cortege arrived at St Brigid's Church. Members of the Kilcormac Colohy Senior Camogie team also joined a guard of honour as hundreds of mourners came to pay their respects. The President and Taoiseach offered their condolences to the family as the service got underway. Offerings of a musical instrument, hurl, jersey of her local GAA club, a family photo and a book to represent her love of teaching were all brought to the altar. Aisling's cousin Kira Leonard paid tribute to her through a prayer of the faithful.
Aisling epitomised the beauty of life, shared her passion, gifts and talents with others so generously. We pray for her friends, colleagues and students. May Aisling's legacy live in the hearts of all she touched.
Bishop Tom Deanahan told the congregation that Aisling's death had united the country in grief and support.
We all know that no individual should die like Aisling, and no family should suffer like Aisling's are now. Respect is an old-fashioned word, but it is an important one. Respect was missing last Wednesday, but it has re-emerged here, I think, all the stronger.
The stretch of the N15, which had been closed between Lahey and Ballintra since yesterday afternoon, has now reopened. Two people were seriously injured in a collision at Coxtown near Lahey at around 4:15 yesterday. A technical examination of the road has taken place today. Garda investigations are continuing. A man has sustained several blows to the head during an assault in Lifford. The incident happened on Wednesday last in the Crohan Heights area at around 7. The victim was walking alone along a laneway in the estate when he was assaulted from behind. On today's Community Garda slot on the 9 till noon show, Garda Gráinne Doherty told Craig Hughes they believe a number of people were involved in the attack.
So a man was walking alone in the estate just on a laneway and he was assaulted, attacked from behind. He fell to the ground. He then received a number of blows and he was also verbally assaulted. So a few local residents heard the commotion. They came to his assistance and he has a number of injuries, again, none of which are life-threatening in nature. So it's believed that a number of people may have been involved in this attack. So we're appealing to anybody who may have witnessed the incident firstly to contact guards, and anybody who was in the Crohan Heights area, maybe who had a dash cam in their car, again, that footage would be invaluable to us if they would make it available to us in Letterkenny. Anybody with information can contact us in Letterkenny on 916 7100 or the Garda Confidential line either on 1800 666 111.
The Vice President of the Garda Representative Association says a number of issues need to be addressed in order to protect Gardaí. 243 Gardaí were injured during assaults while on duty last year, according to Freedom of Information figures published today. It's up 9% on 2020. 22 of last year's attacks led to bone fractures or dislocations. 15 Gardaí received open wounds. Well, Brendan O'Connor says Gardaí need protection like other workers. The figures published today, he says, are stark.
Not right that any worker should be able to go to work and not expect to come home and safe and well. And it seems to be that people are more and more willing to attack our members. So it's up to our employer to provide a safer working environment, whether that's through the provision of better equipment and in relation to like body cams that are standard issue across the world, and in relation to the protective equipment that we have, like incapacitant spray and baton, members are not receiving their ongoing training and certification. It's been allowed to expire, and that was a problem even pre-COVID, which has been exacerbated. And also self-defence training is something the guards received in Templemore as a foundation training. So we want to see more regular refresher training. I mean, guards obviously need to be trained better to prevent these assaults or to protect themselves.
Were body cams not meant to be on the agenda for quite some time? Were they not meant to be rolled out in the very near future, no?
Well, it's like a lot of things. There's a lot of talk about them, a lot of discussion about them. We hear they're coming. But for some reason, when it comes to providing equipment to keep guards safe or equipment that makes it easier for us to do our job, it just seems to be very, very slow. So when we're actually wearing them and we're using them, we'll be confident that they're on the way.
It can be argued that what makes these figures even more alarming is the fact that they took place during a pandemic in the absence of a normal social life for many. Do you envisage that maybe perhaps these assaults will increase further once nightclubs and hospitality, etc., reopen again?
Well, hopefully we won't see that, but I mean, it would be fairly obvious that is a distinct possibility. I mean, these figures are continuing to rise when the nighttime economy is closed, whenever guards traditionally would be dealing with intoxicated and aggressive people. So that would be a fear.
Brendan O'Connor there of the GRA speaking to Catherine Gaffney. 4,081 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed today in Northern Ireland. 6 people have also died from the virus in the latest 24-hour period. 412 COVID patients in hospital today, 28 of them in intensive care. Over 3.6 million vaccines have now been administered north of the border. The Health Minister in the Republic said today, meanwhile, that COVID restrictions should be eased as soon as possible once public health experts deem it to be a viable proposition. Neffet will meet on Thursday with renewed confidence in government that some restrictions can begin to ease immediately. Political correspondent Sean Defoe has more.
Hope is growing in government of an imminent easing of restrictions, particularly on the live events and hospitality sectors. Cabinet could meet as early as Friday to consider what Neffet recommends on Thursday. This morning, the Health Minister Stephen Donnelly wouldn't be drawn on specific restrictions he expects to ease, but said they won't keep them in place if it's not necessary.
For measures that we continue with, we need an absolutely clear public health rationale for them, and wherever there isn't a public health rationale, then they should be dispensed with at the earliest possible opportunity.
Government backbenchers and lobby groups are putting pressure on for a lifting of the curfew on hospitality, but head of the ESRI's Behavioural Research Unit, Pete Lunn, says last week's data suggests the public mood isn't fully behind that.
We know last week that 69% of the population thought that the level of restrictions was about right. 20% thought they were too weak, and about 11% too strong. So there's actually more people who thought they were too weak than too strong.
That could change with the number of new COVID cases dipping, but Cabinet will be taking their lead from Neffet on Thursday.
The chairperson of Donegal Action for Cancer Care is calling on Breastcheck to begin a recruitment campaign immediately. The call comes as screening appointments are currently being delayed by up to a year. Screening services were paused for a number of months at the start of the COVID pandemic, but according to the Irish Times, women who were due to be screened in 2021 should be seen this year. A spokesperson says urgent patients who showed symptoms were being seen quicker. Well, the chair of DSCC, Betty Holmes, is fearful that cancers could be missed.
Additional staff, additional units must be put into the system to address those waiting lists and to ensure that those who are overdue, and I mean overdue by a considerable period of time, and now we're talking about another year, that those ladies must be screened ASAP, and additional resources and staff must be secured to provide the service that Breastcheck have undertaken to provide. Otherwise, we must look at who's liable for most cancers.
Now, they have said that urgent patients who had symptoms were seen quicker, but of course we know that there are a substantial amount of people who may have cancer who don't have any symptoms at all.
Without a doubt, Catherine, an awful lot of those who have been diagnosed through Breastcheck, which shouldn't get lost, Breastcheck is a remarkable and valuable service. But most of the cancers that have been diagnosed through breast cancer, most of the women didn't have symptoms because, again, Breastcheck, like ourselves, have always said if you have any symptoms at all, your first place port of call should be your doctor. So we're concerned about that. If you have symptoms or urgent cases, will be prioritised. Surely urgent cases should be prioritised through the health system, through your hospital, through your breast cancer services.
A woman has been arrested in Derry by police investigating the activities of the new IRA. The 36-year-old is being questioned about the discovery of a suspect device in a parked car. It was found in the Craigan Heights area of Derry in September 2019. The woman is being held at the serious crime suite at Musgrave Police Station in Belfast. The PSNI say today's arrest is part of Operation Ledging, an ongoing investigation into the new IRA's bomb-making activities, as well as the group's storage of explosive devices and equipment. Gardaí have received a report from a farmer in the Ballybofey area in relation to a number of sheep that have been killed on his land in recent weeks. A number of sheep were killed over the course of a few days and investigations into the matter are ongoing. Lambing season has begun and Gardaí are urging dog owners to be aware of the harm their pets can cause if left roam free or unsecured and are not kept under effectual control. Meanwhile, local councillor Michael McClafferty says two sheep have been dumped in a local stream on the outskirts of Falcarra. He says there are proper channels to deal with such dead animals and he's urging people to avail of them. Minister Simon Coveney will be asked to take questions from an Oireachtas committee on a champagne party held in his department last year. The Foreign Affairs Committee has agreed to invite the Minister before it when a review of the event is complete. Then Secretary General Neil Burgess and around 20 staff were pictured celebrating in the department after the election of Ireland to the UN Security Council. It came at a time when COVID restrictions severely limited the amount of people who could meet up in this country. Minister Coveney has previously said he wouldn't accept an invitation to appear before the committee if asked. It's been revealed there are currently over 2,650 derelict dwellings in Donegal. The number accounts for 12% of the national total. The figures are contained in the latest report from GeoDirectory. With more, here's Greg Hughes.
The report also shows that 385 new residential address points in the county were added to the GeoDirectory database last year. The report has found that a further 574 residential buildings were under construction in the county in quarter four of 2021. The residential vacancy rate in Donegal was 10% over the same period. This was higher than the national average of 4.4%. The average residential property price in Donegal was €154,567. This in the 12 months to October 2021, while Letterkenny was the town with the highest average price at €167,717. A total of 2,651 residential address points were classified as derelict in Donegal in quarter four of 2021.
It's emerged that Donegal County Council currently has 136 vacant properties on its books, while the local authority is renting 153 properties from the private market. All the while, it's estimated that 440 Donegal residents are currently on the HAP scheme, while the number of people seeking accommodation in the county is on the increase. On today's 9 till noon show, Councillor Nicholas Crossan said it's time to look closely at vacant dwellings in towns and villages that are privately owned.
The ideal situation, obviously, would be to build more houses. But there's another very important fact is the vacant houses that are lying in our towns and villages, privately owned. And I called on that back in October time that there should be a special tax relief rather than taxing people for having their houses because we don't understand the circumstances why some houses are lying vacant. But certainly there should be an incentive there.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past five. Good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic Games, and Donegal and Derry will face off for a place in the final of the Dr. McKenna Cup this evening in Ballybofey. Declan Boner's squad will be stretched to his 12 players on college's duty this week, coupled with injuries to Owen Ban Gallagher and Brendan McCall. In the lead up to this game, the Derry boss Rory Gallagher has questioned Ulster Council's decision to play midweek game, and he has felt that it should have been deferred and the final should have been deferred and pushed back tonight's fixtures. Well, there'll be full match commentary with Oisin Kelly and Martin McHugh from the 7:45 throw-in time on air across the northwest and on highlandradio.com. Also tonight, Armagh, they play Monaghan at the Athletic Grounds, also starting at 7:45. Well, in the Sigerson Cup today, the LYIT were in action against University of Limerick at the NUI in Galway Airdrome today. It finished the LYIT 3:15, University of Limerick 2:23, as Angelina Nugent now reports.
UL defeated Letterkenny IT in today's Sigerson Cup Round 2 encounter at the NUIG Connacht GAA Airdome in Bacon. 223 to 315 the final score. UL had battled hard to be up by a point at half time after Letterkenny IT got off to a blistering start. Letterkenny had conceded the opening score to David Clifford but then kicked 1-4 without reply. Joel B. Walsh with the goal after a poor kick out from UL, and Walsh made a run at the defence, found himself one-on-one with the keeper and smashed the net. Points from Pather Mogan, Rory O'Donnell, Liam Gaughan and Conor O'Donnell gave the Donegal-based outfit a 6-point lead by the 10th minute. However, UL kept chipping away and Chris Oak-Jones, Donal O'Sullivan with two, Conal Dempsey and David Clifford all pointed to narrow the deficit to two by the 25th. Jason McGee kicked two for Letterkenny in this period, but further scores from Dempsey, Dan Gray, David Clifford and Donal O'Sullivan had UL on level terms. At half-time, 11 points to 1-7 in favour of the Limerick side. UL enjoyed a blistering third quarter where they scored 2-7, 2-2 from David Clifford, 2 from Owen McLaughlin and Emmett McMahon and 1 from Dolan O'Sullivan. And at that point they were 2-18 to 1-10 up. Dan Gray and Ryan McFadden did pull scores back for Letterkenny IT, but David Clifford's 45 and another point from Sean McDonald by the 23rd further extended their lead. Joel B. Walsh found the net in the 26th minute of the second half for Letterkenny IT after he found himself in a schmozzle of players. At that point, 2-21 to 2 goals and 12 points. But Pather Mogan, Kieran Tobin, Joel D. Walsh and a penalty after Ryan McFadden was fouled in the 34th minute, which Joel B. Walsh converted, wasn't enough. And further scores from the likes of Dolan O'Sullivan and Conal Dempsey edged UL in front to take the win. Final score, 2-23 to UL, Letterkenny IT 3-50.
Angelina Nugent reporting elsewhere. Sligo, they've confirmed the addition of Pat Spillane Jr. to the senior football panel. The Kerry native is eligible to play for Tony McEntee's side as his mother hails from the Yeats County. Spillane plays his club football at St Jude's in Dublin and is the son of Kingdom legend with the same name. In soccer, there's one Premier League game this evening. Brighton, they host Chelsea. That one starts at 8 o'clock. Republic of Ireland defender Shane Duffy is a doubt for the hosts with an ankle injury. And Rangers, they can extend their lead to 6 points at the top of the Scottish Premiership tonight. They're away to Aberdeen from a quarter to eight. Also tonight, Dundee United play St Mirren. Hearts, they're up against St Johnson. Livingstone play Dundee. And Ross County, they're up against Motherwell. Two games in the Championship tonight. The leaders, Fulham, they host Birmingham. And Preston, they play Sheffield United. In other news, Paul Pogba's back training with Manchester United. Interim boss Ralph Rangnick says he could be available for the FA Cup tie with Middlesbrough in early February. And Frank Lampard's believed to be among the contenders for the vacant Everton manager's job. The Toffees are reportedly set to interview the former Chelsea boss. Wayne Rooney's also thought to be on the shortlist. And former manager Roberto Martinez is the favourite to succeed Rafa Benitez at Goodison Park. In rugby, there's good news for Leinster and Ireland ahead of the final round of the Heineken Champions Cup group games. James Ryan, Tadhg Furlong and Jordan Larmour will all be assessed ahead of the trip to Bath. It had been feared the respective hamstring, calf and dead leg issues would keep them out for longer. And in tennis, Emma Raducanu needed 3 sets to defeat former US Open champion Sloane Stephens in the Australian Open first round. She could play Simona Halep in the third round with the remaining defeating Magdalena Fek in straight sets. Former finalist Petra Kvitova, she was beaten by world number 38 Sorana Kirstey. And Andy Murray, he won his first Australian Open 5-set match in 5 years, beating Georgian Nicholas Bashkilovy in 5 sets. Second seed Daniel Medvedev, he'll face Nick Kyrgios in round 2 following respective straight set wins. Don't forget later on this evening from around 7:30 we'll be looking ahead to Donegal and Derry in action in the Dr McKenna Cup with Oisin Kelly and Martin McHugh. Throw on times at 7:45. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. Advertising signs have been damaged in the Kilmacrenan area. The incidents believed to have happened at Ballycairn in the early hours of yesterday. With more, here's Catherine Gaffney.
Shortly after 2:20 a.m, Gardaí were alerted to the fact that an advertising sign in a trailer along the roadside was on fire. Upon their arrival at the scene, they observed that a second advertising sign had also been damaged with spray paint, and the Ballycairn road sign had been spray painted also. Gardaí are anxious to speak to anybody who was on the N56 between Illestrin and Kilmacrenan at Ballycarran between midnight and 3 a.m. in the early hours of yesterday morning and who observed any suspicious activity. Gardaí also wish to speak to anyone who was on that stretch of road between those times and who may have dash cam footage. Gardaí in Milford may be reached on 074 915 3060.
The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council says a new website launched to promote the region is proof that Donegal, Derry and Tyrone are stronger when they work together. Councillor Jack Murray was speaking after the launch of Happy Days NW.com. It's a website primarily aimed at engaging more families with arts and culture. It's part of the ongoing cross-border Northwest Audience Development Project. Councillor Murray says it's an important collaboration that benefits the whole region.
We're always stronger when we work together as a region of almost 500,000 people. This Happy Days NW.com is a great initiative. We do know that there's so much for families and cultural activities in County Donegal. Again, this is just another example of the mutual benefit and our strong partnership. And I'd like to continue working with my counterpart, Mayor Graham Work, in promoting the Northwest as a whole.
Is this the concept of the Northwest City region becoming real? It would seem initiatives like this are really what turn that into concrete action.
Absolutely. The Northwest City region is more than just language or more than just a concept. It really does benefit all of us here. So when we argue, whether it be in Dublin or Belfast, for greater investment in our region, we're arguing as a region of 500,000 people, not just rural Donegal or not just urban Derry, but as one region of a huge, significant amount of people, 500,000 people. So it makes our cause and our demands much stronger.
And a proposal to tax child benefit for those on high incomes has been called tone deaf, but businesses say the move could help lower income families. With more, here's Paul O'Donoghue.
Currently, child benefit in Ireland is universal, going to any parent or family with a child aged under 16. But the IBEC Business Group says the payment should be taxed for higher earners. This would be a similar system to the UK, where a charge is paid once someone earns over £50,000. However, Fine Gael Senator Mary Siri Kearney says the proposal won't work.
In the vast array of supports for supplementing childcare and helping working families in their childcare support, child benefit should be extremely low on the list of targets for any political party.
IBEC says the money raised from taxes could go towards childcare for lower income families. But these people have mixed views on taxing children's allowance.
I don't agree.
No, but no. Every parent needs a child benefit because everyone needs an extra income. Because when you have another child, it's another life in your house.
In Germany, they do that. If you have more kids, then you have to pay.
Money.
Yeah, they give more money, but you have to pay taxes for it.
The government did extend some supports at the start of the year as it continues to look at bringing down the cost of childcare for workers.
Becoming mostly dry this evening, but remaining rather cloudy with the odd patch of light rain or drizzle. Patchy outbreaks of light rain and drizzle continuing overnight with some mist developing in parts as well. No frost, however, with lows not falling below 4 to 6 degrees Celsius. Largely dry and cloudy tomorrow with just a few light showers and highs of 7 to 9 degrees Celsius. The main news in brief. Gardaí investigating the fatal assault on Aisling Murphy in Tullamore last Wednesday have arrested a man in his 30s on suspicion of murder. He's been questioned in Tullamore Gardaí station. The stretch of the N15, which had been closed between Lahey and Ballintra since yesterday afternoon, has now reopened. Two people were seriously injured in a collision at Coxtown near Lahey. A man has sustained several blows to the head during an assault in Lifford. Gardaí are appealing for information. It happened in Crohan Heights at around 7 last Wednesday. And the Vice President of the Gardaí Representative Association, Donegal-based Brendan O'Connor, says after 243 Gardaí were injured while being assaulted on duty last year, more protection is needed for them. And that's news for now. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening.
The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, January the 18th. The death has taken place of Jim Deeney Pierhouse Rathmullen. Remains are reposing at his home. The house is private. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on the Rathmullen Parish webcam. Family flowers only. Donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice. Care of any family member. The death has occurred of Patsy Devlin, Glenfin Road, Ballybuffet, reposing at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral leaving his late residence on Thursday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. The house and funeral will be strictly private to family only, please. The death has taken place of Hubert Doherty, Ballybrack, Greencastle. Hubert's remains are reposing at his home. Family and friends welcome. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church at Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Teresa O'Hagan, late of 81 Main Street, Sion Mills. Removal from Quigley's funeral home, Strabane, tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for Requiem Mass in St Teresa's Church, Sion Mills, at 2 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Mary May Dobson, née McGee, West Hill, Letterkenny, and formerly of St Johnston, County Donegal, reposing at Cunningham Funeral Home at Clonsilla Village, Dublin 15, this evening until 7 o'clock. Funeral service tomorrow in Cornwall Parish Church, Letterkenny, at 12 noon, followed by burial in Gortlea Cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society. The death has occurred of John Kelly, 15 Knockallet Drive, Bugcrana, and formerly Derry. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal on Thursday morning at 9:15, going to St Mary's Oratory, Bugcrana, for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Interment immediately afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Coghill. The house is strictly private to family only on the morning of the funeral. John's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. And the death has taken place of Margaret Devine, née Doherty, 15 St Mary's Drive, Strabane. Funeral leaving her home this evening at 6:15 to St Mary's Church, Melmount. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The house is private to family and friends only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.